I finally figured out how to beat pollution. I'm not only going to switch to an all-organic diet, but I'm going to move far away from the havocs of industrialization, vehicle exhaust, and every other source of pollution you can think of. I'll go to Antarctica if it will prevent pollution from giving me cancer or damaging my immune system or nervous system or...
I hate to break it to you, Don, but that's impossible. Yes, eating organic foods is a great way to reduce the amount of pollutants in your body, but you can't entirely escape pollution no matter where you live. Persistent organic pollutants, or POPs, are everywhere, in our food, soil, air, and water. They can travel far distances, so that even if you live in an area relatively free of the use of pesticides or industrial processes, pollutants will find their way to you.
What? You mean there's no place on this big planet where a person can escape pollution?
Well, in many instances, the levels of POPs found far from a source of pollution are significantly lower than the levels near the source. However, for some POPs, even low levels can be dangerous because they resist breakdown. When they get into your body, they stick around, accumulating in fatty tissues.
Enough already! Am I the only person worried about this?
Not at all. There's a global movement involving over 150 countries to eliminate either immediately or over time some of the most dangerous of these POPs, which include pesticides, industrial chemicals, and their byproducts. Some of them have already been banned in the U.S.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Deborah Backus in the School of Public and Environmental Affairs. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.